Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We did a lot of, you know, like talk Penn State football, Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah.
Fun stuff.
And we also talked about the craziness of Lackawanna County politics. They've made a hire. They did one interview. A few of you have texted to say, that's weird, one interview. Yeah. Now, again, somebody else had messaged to say that they know this person who was hired and that they're stellar. And this is nothing against that person. In fact, I think this kind of circus-like atmosphere is not good for anybody coming into a job. You shouldn't bring someone in when there's questions swirling around the appropriateness and the childishness, like, well, karma stinks, says Chris Shermack to Bill Gaughan.
We are all so close to the situation and we see these little things day after day to make us just go, oh my God, it makes me want to like bang my head against the wall. But I bet if we went anywhere else in the country and said, you won't believe what these guys did. There's a new person in the interim and they went and they hired an HR person. It's like, and like, right. It doesn't sound like
no,
it's craziest
just the
thing.
Process.
It's how they're going about doing it.
Yeah,
and
we didn't even
needling
get
the knuckles in the ribs and just poking
people.
I'm a little
disappointed that Tom Welby's already, you know, said, yeah, well, yeah. I talked to them about it. I'm okay with it. But, you know, did you want everybody to work together? Did you check to see if Bill Gaughan was involved? And again, if you're the odd person out, you're not going to probably win an argument as to who gets hired. But everybody should be involved.
By all accounts, I was looking at different people posting the woman they hired. A lot of people really praise her. So she's the kind of feel like she's caught in the middle of this weird right. kind of like puffing up the
and
chest.
One interview. Really?
Peacocking.
Come on. Usually, yeah. As someone said at their company, there's a mandatory 3 interviews per position. All right. Well, we'll get into all that. Speaking of vengeful and stuff, we're going to talk a little about Donald Trump.
How dare you? Is that accurate?
That's right. Yeah. He's done an about face and he wants you to forget about everything he's fought against for the last 10 months. He is denouncing the calls for the release of the Epstein files as a Democratic hoax, but has now decided and is trying to convince people that all along he was for this. Despite the fact we had reports he was talking in the skiff.
Trying to stop it. Yeah.
Trying to stop some of these Republican House members from, you know, signing this dispatch petition. Now, all of a sudden, he's saying, yeah, I want you to release the files.
Yesterday, when I talked about this, I just was like, look, I don't know what the reason is. He suddenly is like, hey, I think they should vote to release this. But then after I went through this whole thing, someone texted and I go, so now he's on board with releasing what they once said was on their desk, but then said didn't exist.
Or they said it was a hoax.
Right.
And now it's not a hoax because it's only Democrats. Look, there is no doubt about the fact of all the facts that we've seen. When you looked at those files that were released by the Epstein estate, nobody, I don't believe, was mentioned more than Donald Trump. His name was mentioned over 1,000 times in the documents. So there is, and it seems, I mean, like Donald Trump has a lot of acquaintances. I don't think he has a lot of friends. He and Epstein at one time were very good friends. There's no doubt about that. None. Now, that doesn't mean he's guilty of doing anything illegal, but he has certainly not behaved like someone who is innocent. It is so weird. But now they know. You said, I don't know why. They know. They're losing this battle. They have more and more Republicans that realize it is the base, right, the MAGA base, the ones, and there's a good portion of them who this was a big rallying cry for them at his rallies when he would talk about releasing the files. There has been an absolute fracture in the base because of his stance on this. So he came to the reality that it's going to look worse if this thing, yeah, he has said, now he's on the record as saying he would sign it if it came to his desk. Now, there are people who are saying, there's a couple of schools of thought. There are some who are saying or claiming that he is, the DOJ is going to scrub him and any Republicans from those pages. Others have said, listen, there's a lot of people in intelligence who know what's in those files. They'll know if it's been scrubbed. Not only that, the Five Eyes, the groups that we used to work with in intelligence, people who are in the know, who's, you know, worked in intel, believes that they all know what's in those files as well. So you can try to do a bait and switch or scrub things, but that will be found out. Then there's others who say, no, he's called for the investigation. Now, remember, it's a hoax, but he wants an investigation of all the Democrats, right? And so they're saying, oh, well, he told the DOJ that Pam Bondi, they can push all this through and Pam Bondi can come out and go, well, I'm doing an investigation, so we can't release these. And yes, it makes it look like.
Right.
But then others have said that's not true either, that she can't do that, really.
And then he could also, if he wanted to, I believe he could just release them all today by signing and saying we're releasing.
Yeah,
them.
This is all
he
ridiculous.
He could declassify it. So there's a lot of weird crap that's associated with all
this. The key word is in the first place. In the first place, you could have done this.
Yeah.
Rob Bresnahan, who claims I'm going to vote to release the files. Rob, in the first place, you could have demanded this. Just like in the first place, he wants there to be discussions now, Rob Bresnahan, about ACA extensions. Rob, in the first place, you could have demanded that and not signed the bill that didn't do that. You can't pretend that you didn't have an instrumental part in the dismantling of it and then go, oh, I want to save it. All right, back to Donald Trump. So we have a little bit, and his voice is weird. Someone asked, what's up with the voice? He said, I've been yelling at people about, I think he said affordability or tariffs. I don't know.
What, as you get older, though, you use your voice a lot.
He was arguing with people. Yeah. He sounds like he has some illness or something here. I don't know if he has a cold, but he claimed it's because he was yelling at people.
Here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others, they're all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done on pricing, on affordability, because we brought prices way down, but they're going way lower, on energy, on ending 8 wars, and another one coming pretty soon, I believe. We've done a great job, and I hate to see that deflect from the great job we've done. So I'm all for it. You know, we've already given 50,000 pages. You do know that. Unfortunately, like with the Kennedy situation, with the Martin Luther King situation, not to put Jeffrey Epstein in the same category, but no matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages, 50,000 pages. And it's just a Russia, Russia, Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans. Now,
but it's not a hoax when it's Democrats.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, this goes on for
ridiculous.
A minute.
Ridiculous.
Here's
it's
the thing.
Ridiculous.
This is where they went wrong. He went wrong because listen to the beginning.
You look at this Reid Hoffman. You look at Larry Summers.
That's what he should have said
Bill
here.
Clinton. They went to his island all the time. And many others. They're all Democrats.
Here it is.
All I want is I want
justice for the victims. It doesn't like it's not like, you know, all I want is just to go away. So you look at what I'm doing. That's so great. I mean, I get that. You just don't say that, yeah. Especially when it's questionable whether or not things are better or not.
It's a hoax until it's a Democrat. It's just, it's ridiculous. He is person number one constantly mentioned in these documents. As we understood, there were 1,000 agents tasked earlier this year in finding every mention of him in the documents. By the way, 50,000 was just the tip of the iceberg. Folks, there are so many more, and there are tapes. Lordy, there are tapes alleged to have also been in someone's possession. So I'm looking at the New York Times story about this. Mr. Trump's turnabout came after private conversations with Republicans who warned him that they would have to vote to release the files because of pressure from their constituents. In those conversations, according to a person briefed on them, who insisted on anonymity to discuss them, Mr. Trump acknowledged that the vote was now an inevitability and that if they needed to support it, they should do so. And he listened to Republicans who told him that his opposition was making it seem like he had something to hide. So now he is claiming that he is all for it. And he's always been all for it because you don't believe your lying eyes and your lying ears. That all this time he was fighting against it. So he is claiming now. But of course, it's like a little bit of everything, right? It's a hoax, yeah. But it's not a hoax because it's Democrats. And what about him? What about the mentions about him and what he knew? And why still? Why did your number two guy in the Department of Justice have her moved to a cushy prison? There's still zero explanation for any of that. That is not the behavior of someone who's taking this seriously and who wants the truth to come out.
No, Matt, I think this is probably a safe assumption. No matter what is in there, whether it's damning evidence or just people connecting the dots, he's going to say it's not real. He's already saying that. So I guess this was one of the conclusions I kind of came to after just discussing this with a bunch of people yesterday was he wants to say, look, I was for this. And then he'll deny it anyway. So he just wants to.
He just makes things up and he thinks you're stupid. Okay. So like at some point, please understand. He thinks you're stupid. He thinks if he says it, you'll believe it. He has such low opinion of the people that are most supportive of him. There's a big global outage. I didn't get into the Times leader. Are you getting
it? I was able to get into it a second
ago. I'm getting internal server error, cloudflare.com. X is the same. You go on X. You try to update it. Oh, wait. It just came back. No, nope. Now it says posts aren't loading right now. I'm trying to find the story here because I just searched. Went
on Cloudflare. I guess they host these websites.
Yeah.
And it says Cloudflare. This is off their website. CloudflareStatus.com, Cloudflare Global Network experiencing issues, continuing to investigate. So they're aware.
If you're trying to get places, there is disruption across the globe right now. X is down, major outage, having a rough day. Cloudflare has flagged problems there. There are other OpenAI. Yeah, multiplayer games offline right now. So, and again, I know some of you probably go big deal, but this is, you don't realize just how many things are dependent on a lot. I'm not saying X, but when you have multi-platform outages that strike, when you, my concerns are there are systems, healthcare, other things that you wonder, if anybody did want to do any real damage.
I am on a site. It definitely is not widespread across all of their sites because I'm on a site that shows all the sites they host.
Yeah.
And two so far, Harley Davidson, Aetna, clicking on all these, they're working, but a couple big ones like X, Twitter, not working.
They're down. The root cause has not yet been revealed. Yeah. And they say the touch of irony is that Down Detector, which is a popular downtime tracker, was taken offline because of its reliance on Cloudflare's services. It did seem to recover within a few minutes, though. And so that, you know, they're seeing a degradation of the social platform X, popular video games, League of Legends. has issues as well. They're continuing to investigate it. If you're struggling to load posts on X, create work on Canva, there's a whole bunch of other things that you're getting these like please unblock challenges, cloudflare.com to proceed. Now, I can't get into Times Leader, so I don't know if you're getting an old page or if you can connect to a story there. But
which story? I think it looks
just
like
just click
current.
Anyone and no, see if it actually takes
you
there.
Yeah, it's working.
Okay.
But the most recent story is yesterday, so that could be old.
Yeah, I think I think it's just refreshing where it was at.
Let's see. Refresh, gone. Okay, well, there you go. That's an answer for you.
What? So it's not
when
working.
I refreshed it, now it's dead. So.
Yeah, so like this is how so many other places that are hosted by these companies can then be affected as well.
It did go to ChatGPT, says cloudflare.com to proceed, just the logo. Yeah, it's not working. So yeah. I was talking about this to you off the air. There was we don't go into details, but our company had some sort of like cyber thing going on a couple years ago. And I think we were offline for probably 2 weeks. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
What if that were to happen on a global scale for all of us for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? We couldn't survive. I don't know
I
how
we'd survive, but it would just be.
Well, but like, how would you pay for things if your phone, you couldn't tap and you had no cash and the bank couldn't connect to see how much money was in? Like, there's so many things that we are just reliant on. And I don't know that there are backups that exist that can get us through a situation like this. Right now, it's just like, oh, this stinks.
Yeah.
But it could be really horrible.
So it's an outage at Cloudflare, and it is disrupting a number of parts of the internet. That's because they are an internet infrastructure firm. And if they are, you know, like the Times Leader obviously must be connected in some way to that as well. Parts of the web appear to have stopped working amid a technical problem at Cloudflare. So again, we talk about X because that's, you know, a big deal there. But Down Detector is saying that many others are having issues as well. And we'll wait to see what's going on there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we were just talking before the break about this Cloudflare problem, and they're an infrastructure program, and it has affected a number of things. Was looking down the list. It was OpenAI. I think it was, you know, so Google products. Times Leader for a while was down. That's back up. X was down. It looks like it's back up. We might be seeing a recovery right now. But if you do find some places where you're having a tough time, there was some kind of an outage. We don't know what the cause.
I mean, most big companies like that will have some sort of redundancy plan. So if one thing goes out, they can just pick it up. So hopefully they're that place. You'd think that's how they got so much business.
We'll find out what happened. It's 7:37. We have 30 degrees and sunshine. All right. So the story out of the Times Leader, several hundred test ballots were included in the unofficial online election results in Luzerne County. And it was all due to a Dominion voting systems error. Now, all the selections from the test ballots were voided. The updated unofficial election results now are reflecting those deletions. They say these ballots were test ballots from multiple voting precincts and not in one place. So you can go there and look at the numbers. And it turned out there was a reduction of 423 votes. That is crazy.
That is.
Now, are they just tests that did they actually vote for candidates? According to the election director, the county found three test batches from one of the four central scanner tabulations included in unofficial results. Now, Dominion, which is the supplier, and this is the end of it in Luzerne County. They've changed providers and they will do the, you know, where you fill in the ovals. They handle mandatory logic and accuracy testing of all equipment before the elections. And once that pre-election testing is done, they are supposed to clear the test ballot results from the tabulators. So processing count starts fresh. It did not occur for one of the central scanners and tabulators. So they do say this is, you know, why they do these tabulations. They are confident even if they didn't find it, the problem would have been found if it went to the final reconciliation. Because during that final reconciliation, the county election board ensures the total number of ballots that are processed matches the voter count. So she said the test ballots have what's called a specific pattern that makes them very easy to identify. And again, it was a group scanned on one tabulator. The problem was reported to Dominion, and also the election board is now aware. Times Leader says Dominion did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Now, we do know that that'll be the end of that machine anyway in Luzerne County, which I think this is another example of good thing. You're moving on to something else. It's so ridiculous.
It goes out with a flashy bang of uselessness.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been interested to know.
Yeah.
Did they actually have votes for candidates on these, or were these just a test where they might have clicked like a write-in thing, you know, just to see how it showed up? I just don't understand it. They say on the updated results, Pittston's general election ballot question. That's on the updated result. They had a ballot question, I guess, defeated by two votes. It was about changing the city charter. And again, good to mention that only because people go, what does it matter? Does my vote matter? In this case in Pittston, two votes were the difference. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. So it's looking like this Cloudflare thing continues. It may intermittently come back. There are questions about what is going on that is causing a number of websites, including Twitter and Google AI,
ChatGPT, and it might be Google AI. You were going over a story the Times Leader had put out, and I had it open, then it refreshed and it was gone.
Yeah.
So right in the midst of that, it's coming and going. So
they're having issues on a number of websites. So you may see that as well. And the question is, what is causing it? They are looking into that. Let's get to that forecast. A little bit of precipitation. Could be snow in the forecast for tonight. Here is Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks, and good Tuesday. Another awesome day to be alive. Are you feeling it? Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. So today looks pretty quiet, partly sunny to cloudy, high temperatures near 42 degrees. Yesterday, we had winds averaging about 20 miles an hour. I mean, come on. Well, today, half that. Closer to 10, we can handle that. Now, overnight tonight, when you're sleeping, 11, 12, 1, 2 in the morning, we're going to be brushed with some light snow. We could pick up a dusting to maybe an inch, especially south of Scranton towards like Bloomsburg and Pottsville, might get an inch plus. That's tonight. Then tomorrow morning, it's already tapering off when you wake up. Wednesday afternoon, partly sunny, high temperatures near 42 to 45. Same thing on Thursday, mid-40s, clouds and sun. And then Friday, a few scattered rain showers. Not a big deal, 45 to 50. Making plans for the weekend? I'm already getting trickle-down stress from my wife with the holidays coming on up. So who knows what I have planned. But the Santa Parade taking place in Scranton, it'll be a partly sunny weekend. Should stay dry with high temperatures hanging out in the mid to upper 40s as a storm glides by to our south. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. Jason, put a smile on your face right now. Say it's good to be alive and make it a good day.
It's good to be alive.
So, looking at cloud flare system status, experiencing issues, they continue to investigate. At first, they said internal service degradation. Some services may be intermittently impacted. Then there's a continuation of investigation. We are seeing services recover, but there may be higher than normal error rates. And then another update after that, continuing to investigate. So a number of places, ChatGPT, PayPal, that's a big problem as well. X, formerly Twitter, League of Legends, which is one of the world's most popular video games.
But less important probably than some other things.
But down.
Yes.
Is this a cyber attack? We don't know. Several of these platforms have their servers hosted on Cloudflare, which is the one that provides the tools to protect them from cyber attacks, allows the sites to load content more quickly amid heavy traffic. It also acts as a domain name server, DNS. That is the directory for websites and a tool tied to mass outages in recent months. So there have been a number, thousands and thousands of reports of outages on Down Detector. You may get an error code or an internal service error. And users reporter indicating quite a bit of it's peaking. So
that
could be the problem if you're trying to get somewhere.
Minor, moderate inconvenience. We are on the verge of something bad, though. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be like this, like, was it a
doom and gloom?
Yeah, like doom and gloom or a fear monger. But my God, like this goes to show just what happens if you wake up and every site is down.
Yeah.
We are in a bad place. Potentially, we should probably have backups. And I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. And one thing, just talking about AI, because we talked about some AI services that are down. This is not a shock, but there's another study that has been done. It found that ChatGPT, more than half of AI references are fabricated or contain errors.
Mm-hmm.
So of 176, they were talking about academic citations when writing mental health literature reviews. Of 176 total citations generated, only 77 were both real and accurate. 56.2% contained errors or were completely fake. So they do say that, the study, it's making it harder for you to detect errors. And they say that, again, be forewarned if you're using it. Some people will do their own and then use it to, you know, fluff it up.
Yeah, people can usually tell. I've talked to teachers about that. I brought this up at a couple of the parent-teacher conferences, talking about AI, and they're just like, it's easy to tell when a student suddenly is using phrases and terminologies they never would use in the grade level they're at. But it's crazy. If you ask ChatGPT or any of the AI programs to give you details on a story, it will make details of the story. You have to literally say to it, do not fabricate anything. Everything must be fact-checked. If you give it that, it usually does better, but you still should double-check it.
Yeah,
you just can't trust it. It's like a child and a puppy all wrapped into one. They want to make you happy, but they aren't always the source you should, you shouldn't rely on them.
No.
Scary stuff.
If you want to get ideas on how to couch it, but I would, if you write something up and fluff it,
you're gonna go
through it with a fine tooth comb and then put it in your own words in a better way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some of the things we've been talking about, we talked about the Scranton Lady Royals basketball team making national news. A D3 team beating the D1 Pitt basketball team. That was pretty darn cool. It was a shocker. Made national news.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I mean, D3 teams don't take on Division I teams for a shot to beat them. That's just not how that works.
Right.
That's just a gimme game for the Division I team.
Yeah.
Until it isn't.
It was pretty awesome. Good for them. So happy for them. Abington Heights boys soccer also winning the state championship. So that was pretty darn cool to see as well. And we do have football teams still in the state playoffs with games later this week. Lackawanna Trail, North Pocono, and Scranton Prep. It would be really awesome to see those teams to move on. And James Franklin, former Penn State Nittany Lion football coach, got a job with Virginia Tech. And in the end, Penn State only has to fork out $9 million. That was the deal because there was, you know, a guarantee of so much per year. But depending on what his contract is with Virginia Tech, they'd have to make the difference. There's a way they could structure this thing where the first few years he only makes so much at Virginia Tech and it's supplemented with. And they came to a $9 million agreement, which is much better than the, what, $50 million that would have been
owed. I've heard anywhere from 48 to 58. And yeah, I mean, $9 million. And we got some texts before. It's not taxpayer money. You know, it's not like it's they're self-funded sponsorships.
Right.
Licensing agreements, all that stuff. So it's an ease on the program, but not a burden to the taxpayers. Hasn't been.
So the question is, who will be the next Penn State head coach? There are some after the emotional press conference with the current interim coach, Terry Smith. There are some who think you know, if and I guess it would also depend upon how the rest of the ending of this season goes. Some who I've heard more and more people saying this is the guy that they need. I think they need a bigger name. I think they need someone with, you know, that head coaching experience. I mean, he even said himself, I think it was last week after the Indiana game, that his focus has always been more on the defense.
Yeah.
And it took him those weeks to be able to start to work on the offense. And again, it's Penn State. So someone like that might be good to go somewhere bigger. I don't want him to go. Don't get me wrong. But being thrown from the position he's in to all of a sudden being a head coach, I'm not sure that that's the person for that job. I think he needs to be there no matter who they hire, but I still think they need to get.
It doesn't sound like he wants to go anywhere. And I feel like at this point now, it'd be a bad PR move if they were like, you know what? The new coach thinks you're not a good fit. But it's like, what do you mean he's not a good fit?
No, I think whoever the new coach is, I would hope that they would say, listen, you have to keep him on in some way, shape or form, you know, with this team.
Yeah.
But who will they hire? They need, like, there are some who say, why is everybody rushing? They have time. I don't know. I guess I was under the impression when they fired him that they already had somebody in mind. And I don't know. Like, I don't think he should have stayed beyond the season. I guess I question whether he needed to go when he went. I don't think it was helpful to let him go and lose and have this whole thing be up in the air. You know, to have the whole thing, you have recruits that are decommitting in big numbers. I don't think he would have stayed. Let's be honest. The fan base really turned on him. But if they kept him, I think he would have been done by the end of this season. But would it have been better to keep him on board until the end and then said it was over?
Yeah, I never thought they had a name they were going to hire right away. But I just figured they had a wish list. And then you hope and you wait and, you know, you hope.
And now
that
there's LSU and now there's
a lot of openings, right?
Florida. And people are wondering about, did you see where Lane Kiffin is supposedly been given a deadline
to make a decision on
to like November 28th, I believe. And if he's not staying, it's like you're going to be gone and they may be going for, you know, in the playoffs. And it's like, that's a weird situation as well.
And he's a guy, if I have it correct, he's been a national championship coach, but not a head coach. He's been an assistant.
Ole Miss coach. And there's some saying he wants to go to LSU. And look, if he wants to go to LSU, I don't know why you
can,
but they're getting politically involved. And the governor and stuff have been like laying heavy on it. It's like, come on, people. Like, whatever happened? I don't know if all this NIL made things any better, did it?
Cajun country, we take our football seriously.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.